on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Victorian Form Preview, double header Friday. We are racing at Wodonga today and tonight at Cranbourne, where Trav Noonan will find us all the winners. Harry White's got the winners during the day at Wodonga. Beautiful day, I heard this morning, up to around about 25 degrees in Wodonga. Currently on a soft five, the rail is true the entire circuit. Good morning, H.
Good morning, Michael.
What's this Wodonga card look like to you?
It's actually not bad. I mean, there's not a heap of value around, but I'm quite keen to think that we're going to jag a fair few winners.
Well, that's what it's all about. Let's get stuck straight into it in the first race, which kicks off at 12:15 this afternoon. It's a maiden over 1,400, takeout three. Fen Gradia is the $2.20 favourite from the David Brightoak stable. Zulon, $3.90, and then we're out to Seduce at $5. So who do you like in the first?
I'm with the favourite, Fangarada. Was a good thing beaten first up, was held up at a crucial stage of the race, and I thought to his credit, once he got clear, he was strong into second. He strips fitter, will relish this trip. I think the clear one to beat. Number 11, Seduce, did enough in a recent jump out, has handy enough prior form for a race like this. Just note blinkers come off. Bomber's Toys ran well first up over the trip, despite being unwanted in betting. Remaining at this trip is some sort of query, but he'll be forward in the run, so should get every chance. I'm not sure Zulon runs out a strong 1,400 metres, but you won't die wondering. He maps to lead and try to. 4-11-2-8.
4-11-2-8. In the first race, number two is a maiden over 1,590. Take out 2, 5, 6, and 8. American Anthem, $2.70. Brave Lad, $4.60. Maladia is at $4.60 as well, and then we're out to Artillery Force at $5.50. So May Eustace have the favourite American Anthem here, Harry.
Yeah, and the one to beat, I think, has filled the minor money in her past two runs. The latter over the trip was supported into favouritism that day. I'd argue there's less depth here. She'll be on the speed, putting herself in the race. So I think she should get every chance. We only need to jump three runs back, and number seven, Smoker's Lounge, was going around as favourite here at Track and Trip, where he finished third. That effort and two efforts since, I think, are good enough to go close here, so might be the one over the odds in the markets. Brave Lad stuck on well after leading a jump out and finds a suitable race to kick off in, and Meladia yet to run a bad race, boxed on soundly over the trip last start. 9, 7, 4, and 12.
9, 7, 4, and 12, the favourite to win the second at Wodonga today. Race number three, over 1,100 metres, we can take out 9, 10, 12, 14 and 16. Lord Domino, a first starter here, $3.60. Old Dollar at $3.70. Arrowhead, $5.50 and $9.50 for Smart Offer. What have you seen of this first starter? Who's favourite, Harry?
Definitely the pick of the debutants. There's one, two jump outs leading into this, seemingly with plenty in hand. So shown early speed in those heats, he looks to race on pace. That can be advantageous here. I've got the horse in for second because my best bet of the day is number 11, Old Dollar. Has jumped out nicely prior to resumption, possesses solid prior form to reference for a race like this, and I expect she utilises the inside draw to boot up and be prominent. So 11 is my best. 6, definite chance to. Those jump outs have been good. Smart Offer will derive benefit from a first up run, and the Denny O'Brien debutant Arrowhead has shown ability at the jump outs, was a little bit keen in one of them, goes in as next best. 11, 6, 8, 1.
11, 6, 8, and 1. Best of the day, Old Dollar at $3.70 for Harry in race number three. Race number four, this is over 1,100 metres. We can take out 2, 7, 12, and 13. La Vie Star, $2.10 for the Chrissy Cowthorpe. Could be a very big week after the win of Media Award last week. Open him up at $5. Garsonic at $5.50. And oh, what a pitch is at $6. Are you with the all-conquering Cowthorpe stable here?
I am. That horse went around at monster odds on debut last prep. I think it was about 150 to 1. Missed the kick. Ultimately ran strongly into third placing behind some handy horses. Been given time. A recent jump out. Win was solid. Obviously, we can't get any sort of price about him, but I think he looks well placed. Oh, what a picture has been narrowly denied in both runs of late. Both when favourite. Looks a main hope based on those efforts. Similar story with Open Him Up, who's been rolled as favourite in two of his past three runs, but the efforts were solid. Winkers go on again. Fyodor was good on debut in a stronger maiden. Strips fitter, 5, 6, 8, 10.
5, 6, 8 and 10 in race number 5. Race 6 is the first leg of the... No, it's not. It's the second leg of the quaddie. Race number 5. I've skipped a race here. Sorry. Race 5 is the first leg of the quaddie at 1,100 metres, a benchmark 58. Take out 3 and 10. Rod and Todd is $5 favourite. It's an open market. Valere, $5.50. Zabafeldi, $6. Just Mooncoin at $7. How many do we need in this first leg, do you think?
I'm going with 4. You could certainly go wider. Because it's open, I think there is, or I'm hoping, there's a bit of value with number 4, Go Jazz, resumes. Was really consistent last prep. Notched up a win and 4 minor placings in 6 runs. Bit of a tricky draw, but he gets nice weight relief with Michaela Lawrence claiming 3. He just appeals at a price. Rod and Todd drops way back in grade, so goes around 9 kilos heavier than last run, even after the apprentice claim, but concede the horse does look well placed. Valere won well here first up, then held ground off a wide run last start. She's third up and fitter, and Zabafeldi resuming next best and in the quaddie, 4, 2, 8, 9.
4, 2, 8 and 9 in that first leg of the quaddie. Race number 6. This is a 64 over 1,300 metres. Take out 1, 3, 5 and 10. Favourite here is Quite Lucky at $3.50. Marchici is at $3.70. Charles the Great, $4.20. And they are the top 3 in the market here, Harry.
I only want the top 2 in the market in my quaddie. Marchici on top, though, wasn't far off a horse called Releaser first up. That horse has subsequently run very well in a stronger race at the Warrnambool Carnival. She strips fitter, maps to be forward or more forward in the run, and does not get a better jockey aboard than Dean Holland, who was in fantastic form over that Warrnambool Carnival. Quite Lucky was impressive. Winning last start in weaker grade will be strong at the back end of the race. Outside of those two, Knight Sword has to measure up in grade but deserves a crack after a maiden win. Ditto for Charles the Great, who's also coming off a maiden win at Pakenham. He might measure up, but I think it's between the 9 and the 7 ahead of 6 and 4.
9 and 7 are the only two that we need to nail the second leg of the quaddie in race 6 at Wodonga. The 7th is a 58 over 1,400. Take out 1, 5, 6, 8, 13, 14 and 16. The Wrangler has to carry 64. It's at $2.40. Mighty Feet, $5. Diamond Moments, $7.50. And then we're down to Submission at $8. Who do you like in the 7th?
I'm with the Wrangler. Concede the horse doesn't win out of turn, but he did win third up last prep in weaker grade, then knocked off a 64 at his next start. And now, this morning, the two dangers I saw to him have been scratched. So he certainly did enough last start after being wide throughout first up. The knock is the big weight allocation, but we're getting the services of a senior rider rather than a claiming apprentice. I think that's a fair swap out. Today has to be his day. Diamond Moments got too far back last time, but was okay late. Outside of those two, Mighty Feet tired late from on pace in similar company. I think it's been a bit disappointing this prep overall. And then last start winner Submission can be next best. 2-12-7-9.
2-12-7-9 in the 7th. Race number 8. This is the last and it jumps at 4.30. It's a 58 over 1590. Miss Tanui, Tanui is at 2.60. Commando Miss at $5. Quantrell, $6.50. Who wins the last?
Look, a lot of these have had plenty of chances. I think that the favourite, Miss Tanui, was a nice winner on debut, despite being unwanted in betting. No, it's worth noting that both second and third place getters have subsequently won their next starts. I just think she's lightly raced, looks to have plenty of upside, will definitely appreciate the extra furlong, and it's a really suitable race to just win again. Commando Miss has been in good form this prep, will relish the mile. Suburbia mixes form, but best efforts saw him win a similar race at Track and Trip back in February. And Quantrell will lead as usual, make an honest account of himself and be in it for a long way. Might even win. But 3, 8, 4 and 6, my numbers.
3, 8, 4 and 6. All right, Harry. Quaddy time and best bets.
Best bet race 3, number 11, Old Dollar. Value in race 5, number 4, Go Jazz on an each-way basis. Quaddy first leg, 2, 4, 8, 9. Second leg, trim up with numbers 7 and 9 only. Third leg, numbers 2 and 12 only. Last leg, 3, 4, 6, 8. Play of the day, Joe Bowditch, jockey challenge, is $2.40. I have him marked shorter than that. I saw the markets have potentially been suspended. If that's the case, roll the first two favourites of the card, race 1, number 4, race 2, number 9, in an all-up.
All right. What's your best for the weekend?
To be honest, Michael, after the Warrnambool Carnival, I have, that's on my to-do list today, Donald and Caulfield. So tomorrow morning is the day for me. I haven't even had a proper look.
We will tune in tomorrow morning for all of the Good Mile. H, get to work. We'll speak tomorrow.
Thanks, Michael.
Harry White looking at Wodonga today. Quick break. And Trav Noonan will be here to give us all the winners of Cranbourne tonight.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time to look at tonight's Cranbourne meeting. We're looking forward to it. It's currently on a soft five. Rail is true. And Trav Noonan's had a busy week down at the Bull as well. How was the battle, Trav?
Yeah, it was pretty good, Michael. Definitely enjoyed getting out there for the carnival. And we finished off a winner. So that's all that really mattered at the end of the week.
Oh, you've done very well indeed. What's the confidence like tonight at Cranbourne?
I have to admit, this is a tricky program, I thought, tonight at Cranbourne. I thought a couple of races where there's multiple chances in races, and I must have, after a big week at the Bull, I reckon this is a tricky card at Cranbourne.
All right, tread warily might be the message then. The first is a maiden over 1,600. Arch Regency is the favourite at $2.30 for Greg Urell, and he did give it a good push this morning with the Brekkie boys. Do you like the fave here?
Yeah, it's definitely the horse to beat. Looking at her form this campaign, Arch Regency, she's just been building each run. Her last start behind Echo Warrior at Pakenham was quite a good performance. I think the horse that beat her there, Echo Warrior, is quite a smart type. And she stays at the mile. The only real question mark, she's getting deep in the preparation, but if she holds her form, she's definitely the one to beat. Arch Regency, the one to beat six, Miss Epinay, who's now third up. Race behind Hen Groen, who looks a handy type at Pakenham last start. It goes in for second. In for third went with Tarantello, who's backing up after the starting favourite last week. Led them up there at Cranbourne. I think she may be better ridden with a sit. Does get the claim for Josh Richards, which brings her in well to the race. And next best, the five, Malonia. 1-6-7-5.
1-6-7-5 in the first race, too. We've got a shorty here. Take out four, Supreme Thunder. Arch Alexander into 145. Victoria Falls 750. Is this a right price? Is it a $1.45 chance?
I don't think he's a $1.45 chance, but he definitely deserves to be short price favourite. He's probably more a $1.70, $1.75 sort of chance. He's got a lot of class on his opposition here, and he has jumped out nicely for this, and last campaign he ran second in the Cow Spur. He was obviously heavily backed at the Warrnambool Carnival. Didn't win, but sort of shows you the standard of his form here, Supreme Thunder. This is a pretty average race too, so if he is here ready to go, he should be winning the seven. Don't think I want to take $1.45, but he's definitely the horse to beat. Two Delonte, I thought, was the value runner of the race. Thought this horse's first up run at Mully was quite good. He got a long way back on that occasion and made good ground. The step up to 1,400 metres for the son of Dan Dean will be a big plus. Then in for third, we went the way of the 11, Victoria Falls, who'll be up on speed for Allerton Zara Stable and is racing well. And the 5, Akara, may be the best roughie. Laura Lafferty claiming 3 off. The Allerton Zara Galloper is third up and is improving this campaign. 7-2-11-5 in the second.
7-2-11-5 in the second. Race 3. This is a three-year-old maiden over 1,000. Take out 4 and 6. Johnny Thunder, Jamie Carr in the saddle, $2.40. Daunting Magic, $4.20. Madam Bolly at $4.80. Who do you like here?
Yeah, hard to go away from Johnny Thunder. Not often does Will Clarkin bring him across to Victoria. And this horse, he trialled well at Strathalbyn behind a horse who's definitely metro grade in Larimer Street. Jamie Carr takes the ride. He maps for a good run. He's had 8 starts. He's sort of been knocking on the door his whole career, but this is probably his best chance at winning a maiden. I think with 3, Johnny Thunder has to go on top. From the 2, Daunting Magic, who jumped out nicely leading into this. He started $5 his debut run at Moonee Valley, led them up there and tired late. He'll be better for that sort of experience. I think he's come back a bit better horse this campaign. He's the danger. Then we go to the 10, Soterio, who's racing well. Race well last preparation under Michelle Payne. Now with the new stable, jumped out nicely for this and can make an a good performance. And the 5, Pit Viper, I thought was big odds considering its trials and jump outs. 3, 2, 10-5 in race number 3.
3, 2, 10, and 5. Race number 4 is a maiden over 1,200 metres. We can take out number 9 here. La Caressi is the favourite here. Matty Laurie trains, and it's into $2.15. So there has been support. Angustine is at 3.30, Genwine 5.50, and Keep Your Distances at $8. What can you tell us about this first starter here, Trav?
Yeah, she's jumped out really nicely, Michael. The last one was at Soundown. She was pushed along there to win her heat. $2.15 from gate one, though, is short enough for this gelding. I think he's rock bottom odds. He has to get out from that price, I would think. There's a couple horses here who are fitting in form and racing well. One of them's Angustine, who's been putting in some really good performances in some deep maidens this campaign. He ran fourth to Signorina at Yarra Valley, fourth behind Arrowance. Both of those horses have graduated now to 64 grade. And then last start, he bumped into Skywolf, who's, I think, a handy enough horse at Pakenham. This looks a really suitable race for him. He's drawn well in gate four, and he gets Jamie Mott on board. So happy to stay with him to beat the 3 Gen Wine. First start, he runs second at Casino Nocconi, who goes all right at Kyneton, and then he sort of just gradually got worse during the campaign. I wonder if he just prefers soft going, and that's what he got there on his first start. Here on a soft 5, bit of sting out of the track, jumped out well. I think he can make his presence felt. No real knocks on La Caresse except the gap barrier 1 and the price. It goes in for third, and then the next best, we went with the 2 Digger Joe, who's didn't show a lot in his first prep, but has jumped out well. 1-3-5-2 in race number 4.
1-3-5-2. Race number 5 is the first leg of the quaddie. Take out 1. Jenkins. Maddie Kamani is the favourite here at $2.60. New Choice, $4.80. Zooey's Comet, $5.50. Who do you like in the first leg of the quad?
Not Jenkins. I thought he was very, very short, Michael. He's a horse who gets back in his races, definitely doesn't suit the Cranbourne pattern. He's won 3 from 22. He sort of picks and chooses sometimes, Jenkins, and I'm happy to be right against him. I'm with the 2 New Choice. This horse is a very, very good horse around Cranbourne. He's had 3 goes here for 3 wins, puts himself up on speed. He's racing in really good form. He went to Adelaide last time and just probably went a bit too hard out in front. Came across from the wide barrier. Happy to forgive that. Start before he finished third in the Bairnsdale Cup, and the start before that he won here at 1,500 metres. Thought he should have been favourite. He's definitely the horse to beat, 2 New Choice. To beat the 3 Zooey's Comet, who carried a massive weight to win at Mildura, carried 65.5 kilos, came from behind that day and just gave them Winburn. His trial leading into that was very good, so he's only had the one run for sure, Mathrick, so he's definitely a horse I think you've got to keep an eye on here. 4 Milestone can improve on his first up effort, and then 6 Empire Liberty goes in for fourth racing well. 2, 3, 4, 6, but very happy to take on the favourite.
All right, that's a good little push there. Might get a bit of value in the first leg of the quaddy. 2, 4, 6, leaving out Jenkins the favourite. Race number 6. Take out 1 and 6. Play Me Now is at $2.90. Cernan, $3.10. He's a Fox, $3.30. And Holbert, $9.50. Who do you like in the stayers?
Yeah, I'm going with He's a Fox. He's having his first go out towards 2,500 metres. I thought he was a little bit unlucky last time at Caulfield in the Mohammedius race, the Vobis Gold Heath. He only finished 3 lengths off Mohammedius in that race. The start prior ran a 3rd Independent Road. He's sort of just been a bit unlucky all of this preparation. I think he gets his best chance to get back into the winner's circle. And he does like the sting out of the track. And Jamie Mott going on, no negative. So happy to be with him, the 3, He's a Fox. No knock on the favourite 5, Play Me Now, who gets the claim for Josh Richards. Roll up on speed, is rock hard fit, and is racing in really good form. Next best, the 2 Cernan. It sort of just battled on Tuesday at Warrnambool, but these quick backup for some of these moody runners can be very, very influential. So keeping an eye on him. And then the 7 Zancarta, who's probably next best. 3, 5, 2, and 7 in race number 6.
3, 5, 2, and 7 in race number 6 tonight at Cranbourne. Race number 7, Lindout is the favourite here for Enver Jusufobic at $2.30. Tyrone Warrior at $4.60. Fiery Reds at $6. The scratchings we take out 2, 5, 9, 13, 14, and 16. Who do you like here?
Yeah, the favourite's going to be hard to beat, Lindout, but there's just a couple of queries. Gate one and the inexperienced jockey, it just make me a little bit nervous. He's going to need luck at a stage, and I think she's a horse who'd be better off drawn to the outside of runners. So I'm against her here, Lindout, and happy to take her on with Arch Alexander's runner, Turin Warrior. This horse, first up last campaign, was heavily backed when he won at Warwick Nabil. He ran good time on that day, and then he started a short price favourite at Geelong, but too far back and made a lot of good late ground. He's returned with a nice jump out at Avoca recently, where he absolutely bolted in against some handy sort of class of horse. And I think he'll roll forward here for Ben Allen and take plenty of beating the 11 Turin Warrior. 12 Lindout's definitely got the talent, but just whether how far back she's going to get from barrier one and when she's going to get the luck. So definitely a leading chance, though. And then I think it's a gap back to 4 Ocean Reward, who's racing well, and 6 Unique Bambino. Get next best. 11, 12, 4, 6 in race number 7.
11, 12, 4, 6 in race number 7. Now, I'm not sure if you were listening a little earlier. We had a tip for a quarter horse, race 4, Remington Park. For those who might have had a little dollar on, it's just been run. Let's have a listen to how VF Breyer 6 goes.
Now gaining, here's Sensational Vivi. Moving up as well, Eagle Feathers Fly. Over halfway home, Eagle Feather Fly has the advantage. Ashley's Rocket Man trying to keep gaining. Farther outside, Flying Little Eagle's right there. Flying Little Eagle and Ashley's Rocket Man to the inside. Eagle Feathers Fly outside. Flying Little Eagle on top by neck.
Well, that didn't help us. It wasn't even called. So that's not a good start. Race 4, Remington Park. Do you like the quarter horse racing there, Trav?
I can't even say I've watched one, Michael, so I've got no real idea on the quarter horses. I'll leave that to someone else.
Yeah, well, I hadn't really watched one until this morning either. Fascinating. Anyway, Trav, we are up to the last race at Grambin tonight. We need a winner here. We can take out 2, 3, 9, 11, 13 and 15. Prasada's the favourite at $4.60.
Yeah, this is a tough way to finish. I think this is the hardest race of the night. I'm going with the one Onslaught who just keeps backing up at these Cranbourne night meetings. This is his fourth successive week in a row running on a Friday night, but that hasn't affected his form. He's racing very, very well. He puts himself up on speed. He handles sort of soft and good tracks. I think he'll prefer back onto a soft rather than a good of last week. And he's, you know, the form last week behind Ears the Balm and Lord Markle, I think that's the best form line. He gets the 3 kilo claim for Josh Richards. So happy to be with him, the one Onslaught. In front of the 4 Via Carpo, who was a bit unlucky last time at Bendigo in a much stronger race start before at Mornington. He was good. He's getting a bit deep into the prep, but he's racing well. 5 Brasada won nicely last time at Bendigo, beating Redwood Shadow. That's a good form line for this. And then next best, the 8 No Change, who did beat Onslaught last start, but is drawn wide this time and might have more things against, but he's definitely racing well. 1, 4, 5, 8 in the last. Best bet of the night for me, I think it was a pretty tricky night, but race 7, number 11, Turin Warrior, I think at around $4 is a good price, so happy to put him as the best. Race 5, number 2, New Choice, I thought should be favourite in that race. He's got an unbelievable record at Cranbourne, and the value, race 2, number 2, Delonte, at a bit of a price, can definitely run into the first three. The Quaddy, leg 1, will take 2, 3, 6. Leg 2, 3 and 5. Leg 3, 11, 12. And leg 4 will come home with a couple numbers, 1, 4, 5, 6 and 8. No real weekend multi this week, Michael. After a big week at the Bull, we've struggled to do some of the form for some of the other meetings. So good luck to everyone having a punt across the weekend. Hopefully you find some winners.
Good on you, Trav. Best of luck over the weekend.
You too.